Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Wife Me Up. I'm your host, Megan Faulkner, and I love hanging out with you here in podcast land. It is so fun to chat, learn, and hear stories together. I'm just so glad that you're here. It's Thursday, February 8th, and today we're starting a four-week series on relationships. Don't worry, we won't just talk about romantic relationships, although those are really important too. We're going to talk about a lot of different kinds of relationships in these series. How exciting is that? It'll be just me and you for these next few weeks with a lot of listener feedback and input, but no particular guest. So grab your coffee or your beverage of choice. We're just going to chat like the best friends that we are. We are going to dive right into it today, but before we do, remember, Wife Me Up is for the unmarried person who wants to feel like they're a part of the club. It's for the married person who has anyone unmarried in their life. It's for the dating, the engaged, the enraged, and every kind of person in between. My hope is that this show will provide a little humor, a lot of fun ideas, and ways that we can all be a little more connected to each other's stories, to not isolate or assume, but to engage and ask, to tell stories, to share ideas, and to, as often as possible, create things for others to enjoy. Because what actually is life if it's not shared? Let's talk about relationships. So I don't think that you are going to be surprised by this, but in true Enneagram 3 form, I want to chat today about having some goals for our relationships in general. I'm talking about the relationships that we have with God, with ourselves, with our community, and the romantic ones too. I think we genuinely have an understanding of what relationships are, and we're all in all kinds of relationships in our lives. But I do think that sometimes we miss the mark on the goal of each of those relationships. So we're going to kind of do this big picture overview today, and then we will get into some of the nitty-gritty details as the weeks go on. So I want you to take a minute and think about a group of three people and include yourself in that group. So it's two other real-life people that you actually know and then also yourself. Okay, do you have it? I want to tell you that according to a recent Harvard University study, that one in three people believe that they have needs in their life and no one to meet them, that they have hurts to share and no one to listen to them, that they have love to give and no one to receive it. One in three people are missing something very significant in their lives, and they say, according to this study, that it is a core group of intimate relationships to spiritually support and nurture them. So if you're in a normal group of three people, this Harvard University study shows actually more than one in three, it's 36% of Americans. So more than one in three endure ongoing feelings of loneliness, isolation, and a longing to love and be loved. More than one in three know that something is missing relationally. And God never intended it to be this way. So I want us to make some goals to combat this. So what's a goal, right? A goal is the result or achievement towards which an effort is directed. So effort has to be directed in order to reach the goal. Listen, let me tell you something I know to be 100% true. God wants us to have successful relationships. We can't have relationship goals if we aren't aimed at the direction of what God has for us. People and things, I know this to be also 100% true. People and things get damaged when we do not have clear aim at what God wants us to have in a relationship. God wants us to have relationships, but we have to have a goal that's aimed at something that's really stable. So at the very, 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 very beginning of the Bible, God talks about creating us, creating humankind in his image. Genesis 1, 26 through 27 says this. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image and our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God made mankind in his own image. So in the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So a consequence, right, that we see in Genesis of being created in God's image is that we work in relationship with God and with one another. We've already seen that God is inherently relational, right, at the beginning of that passage. So as images of a relational God, and we can replace that word image with mirror. So as mirrors of a relational God, we are inherently relational. We are created for relationships. God's image gives every person dignity, worth, and purpose. And you are uniquely designed to know the God who made you in this life and for eternity. So how will the truth, right, that God knows you completely and loves you unconditionally impact your life, your week, your day, your relationships? The God of relationship is a God of love. We see this all throughout the Bible. We could say, right, that God loves. But the scripture goes really deep to the very core of God's being as love. So this love that's flowing back and forth among the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And this love also flows out of God's being to us, doing nothing that is not in our best interest. He created us to know him, to love, and to be loved. And so that's why when someone asked Jesus in the Bible, like, what's the most important thing that you can do? What's the most important command of all? And Jesus said, of everything else, the most important thing you can do is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love the person sitting right next to you. But you guys, if we're talking about some relationship goals here today, as we jump into this four-week topic on the pod, I need to be honest with you. I think we have forgotten about that. I think that we've forgotten that we've come from love in order to love. We've forgotten that because we have our own schedules and our own demands and our own desires and our own dreams and our own plans and hopes and thoughts. And we're going to climb the ladder and our kids are going to all get D1 scholarships and play professional kinder kicker soccer. Not your kid, my kid. My way is the right way to think. My political system's the right system. My thoughts on the economy are right. My ideas are right. Not your ideas, not their ideas, my ideas. I think we've forgotten. We have forgotten in all of the turmoil that's happening in the world, in our own lives, the demands, the schedules, our selfish ambition. We have forgotten that a God of love who is love created us to love and to be loved, period. We've forgotten that we were created on purpose and for a purpose, and that purpose is to love him and love the person that's next to us at all times. God wants relationship for us. Not just with us or from us. He wants us to have deep connections with other humans in the right time, in the right order. So there was this mental health expert sharing some information about what's happening in our world today. And he said, today on purpose, intentionally, most people are seeking autonomy and they're seeking independence. Meaning, I don't want to have to rely on anybody. And that's the antithesis of our creation as it's mapped out in the book of Genesis. And in many ways, he says this. He says, they're trying to design a life without the risk of intimacy. And so we'll just observe people on social media, right? Scroll, 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 double tap, forget you. You always post the same thing. Scroll, scroll, double tap, right? We're going to have friends without having real intimate interactions. We're going to go to work today post-COVID. Without the hassles of relationships, because relationships are really difficult. They're not easy, but we're not called to easy. We're just called to remain faithful, to love and to be loved. And that's kind of it. Meaning, I have a flexible schedule. I'll have limited accountability. You don't have to tell me when to come to work because I'm going to work in my pajamas from home. I'm going to shop online, bank online, have friends online, watch my sermons online. And what this counselor said, it was so interesting. He said, people are intentionally pursuing a life, the life of isolation, the life of a lack of accountability, lack of intimacy, when we're not willing to be intimate with our emotions, with our words, with our feelings. People are intentionally pursuing a life that destroys their mental health and robs them of real joy and lasting fulfillment. Intentionally pursuing that life. We're image bearers of the creator of the universe, and we're called to show up for each other. And so we have to understand that doing life together, having deep, meaningful, lasting relationships, that's just like a part of being a family. It's a part of getting involved with people, real, actual people live and in the flesh. And sometimes it's hard and it's often messy, but it's always necessary. It's always important. And it's always God-honoring in your life to show up. And so I'm just going to push us a little bit as a little Wife Me Up community. I'm just going to push us and tell us that some of us really need this. We really need to show up for someone else, get out of our own way, get out of our own selfish ambitions, get out of our own selfish desires, and show up for somebody. When was the last time that you had someone in your home that wasn't there to repair a leaky faucet? When was the last time you made plans with someone, wait for it, without an agenda? Just simply to have plans with that person, no agenda to the night. So what's the goal, right? As we're setting the tone for this series, what is the goal? The goal is to know that we are created by love, for love, with love, to love, and to be loved. How are you doing with all of that? This life, while everything else in the world might be lying to us, this is what I know to be true. My life is not about and cannot only be about me and my needs. It's about my relationship to my creator and then sharing that with the world around me. So have someone over for dinner, invite a friend to go for a walk, make a phone call to someone you need to reconcile with, tell someone that you're sorry. This life is way too short to not be on our very best relationship goal game. We cannot design a life without the risk of intimacy. It's all a risk. Every relationship has risk. So I want to close today with a quote from the C.S. Lewis book, The Four Loves. I've had a very weird couple of weeks, to be honest with you, and I'm clinging to the truth here. He writes, "There is no safe investment. To love it all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give it to no one, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully round with hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to be vulnerable." You guys, just consider the investment. We were created for this exact thing. I'll see you next Wednesday. Nope, I'll see you next Thursday when we will get into some of the details. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Megan Recommends, just a little place where we share things that are making our world sweeter in hopes that they will make your world a little sweeter, too. There's no guest. Usually, if there's a guest, we always Megan Recommends. You listen to the guest, but it's just me and you these next couple weeks. So here's my recommendation based on what we're talking about today. I recommend inviting someone over for dinner with absolutely no agenda item except to have dinner together. It doesn't need to be pretty. You don't need to have five Michelin stars or even a cleaning crew come through your house beforehand. You could serve leftovers and chips on paper plates. Who cares? Just invite someone in. Have someone over without an agenda and have a little time together with the risk of some emotional intimacy. I know you can do it. I can't wait to see what happens.